isn't amongst your red line issues. Aren't you conceding that the construction of the bridge is inevitable and therefore it's just the cost of doing business with other parties?
I certainly don't concede that it's inevitable. And if any political party wanted to talk to us, we would be talking about, as I say, cuts that impact on inequality. So we'd be wanting to talk about reversing the cuts to the housing budget. That's capital spend. We'd be wanting to talk about reversing the capital cuts to colleges. That's capital spend as well. And these are precisely the kind of things that would be squeezed out if the government proceeds with the extra fourth road bridge. I was at the tail end of the last parliamentary session, that there are no penalty clauses in the contract which has already been signed, and so it would be possible to cancel that. We would obviously need to see the contract because the government took the decision to proceed with things during Purdah, which is, to my mind, a really irresponsible and arrogant thing to do because it refuses the opportunity of scrutiny. We don't know the detail of the contract yet, and so we need to examine it.